Welcome back to Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk. He's Paul Dottino. It's time for another edition of the Privy Report. It's preseason game number 4, Giants and Patriots. We expect to see the starters for about 10 to 15 plays, but then it is a battle for the 53-man roster. Head coach Tom Coughlin had a very simple message for his team about making the team.
The message is this, okay? There's two practices, a game. Look at the tape and cut to 53. That's where we are. So if you're going to make a move, if you're going to show something, if you're going to try to someone who is looking to make our team that hasn't made it before, I'd say that we need to get about the business of doing that.
And, Paul, oftentimes games like this, one or two plays can be the difference from a player flashing and being on the 53 of the practice squad or looking for work.
Well, you know, John, I think as many as three spots could be open at the bottom of the 53, at the back end of that depth chart. And why is that important? Well, because, as you said, the starters don't go very long. So that means all the guys who are competing for those final few spots are going to get the most snaps they've had during this entire preseason. So this is truly their best chance and their last chance to shine. The roster has to be down to 53 by Saturday at 4 o'clock.
Well, let's talk about the big news from last week first, and that, of course, is the devastating injury to Stevie Brown. Torn ACL, he will undergo surgery in a couple of weeks once the swelling goes down, and he is lost for the season. The guy that's going to step in for him is Ryan Mundy. He has a ton of experience playing in Pittsburgh behind both Ryan Clark and Troy Polamalu, and he is ready when duty calls.
I'm excited about the opportunity, and I look forward to, you know, doing whatever the team needs me to do. We're still in the process of figuring out, you know, roles and responsibilities. But whatever the team needs me to do to put us in the best position to win, I'm more than willing to do.
And, Paul, there are positions to win in the secondary. The Giants have to figure out what their depth chart's going to look like. How much is Charles Thomas going to play? Where is he going to play? Same for Aaron Ross. Is Charles James or Tremaine McBride the last guy in this roster? Not to mention the defensive line where, talent-wise, you could argue keeping as many as 11, but there might be only room for 9. This is a heck of a Rubik's Cube, as you like to say.
It sure is, and I would not want to play poker with Tom Coughlin these days because I really have no idea what he's got in his hand. But I will tell you this. Terrell Thomas has really done a remarkable job to make it back as far as he has. He's got one hurdle already cleared, and that is he returned to action by playing against the Jets. Now he's got one final hurdle left before him. If he comes out of this Patriots game clean, there's no way the Giants leave him off the 53, John. It's only a matter of how does he fit in. As the slot corner, nickel corner, playing a little safety in that multiple sub-package, who knows? But I'll tell you right now, all I want to see is Terrell Thomas get through this game healthy because everybody at the complex is rooting for him to be on the 53.
One of the best guys in the locker room has worked very hard, would be the only second player in NFL history to make it back from three ACLs. Thomas Davis of the Carolina Panthers is the other. As for the offense, Paul, let's be honest. They have not really clicked so far. Victor Cruz spoke about it just the other day, talking about how the offense really hasn't had much of an opportunity to get into rhythms, and so many guys have been in or out. Eli Manning knows they still have a lot of work to do.
Leaders of kind of evaluating each play and, trying to figure out, you know, decision-making, are guys' techniques good enough? Are we playing at a fast enough level? Are our routes, you know, being run well enough on each play? Or is the throw accurate? So you're really just evaluating by each play. And we've had some good ones and we've had some bad ones. So you're just trying to, you know, avoid those bad plays. Avoid the going backwards or the mental mistakes or doing things incorrectly. And then when you have opportunities to hit some plays, you know we got to win those one-on-one matchups and do it. So we got some work to do and we got to get better.
And Paul, quite frankly, if the regular season started today, this offense probably wouldn't be ready to play the Dallas Cowboys. But
no.
They have one more game to get ready. What needs to happen for them to be ready for Dallas on September 8th?
The first thing you got to need to see is what that offensive line is going to do, John. It's been reconfigured again.
Kevin Booth back at center.
Yes, he is. And that means that James Brewer, who was kind of brought here to be a project at tackle, has been playing a lot of guard in the last year. Guess what? He's now the left guard. And so the Giants need to see how this configuration is going to work because they don't know how long it's going to be before David Bosse can get back into the lineup at center. But I'm going to give you three items here, John, real quick. Three items which the Giants hope to have opening day against Dallas, which should make a world of difference and should make this offense so much better than what we've seen. That is fullback Henry Anoski, who, by his reappearance at some point, allows Bear Pasco to go back to his natural tight end position. So that's a double win for the Giants when Hino steps on the field. Obviously, Boss getting your regular center back is a good thing. It's also a double win because Booth moves back to guard. So now you got four wins out of two players. And the third guy, Victor Cruz. The boot came off of his foot this week, and he is targeting Dallas, feeling very confident he might be able to practice as soon as Monday. And if you don't think that's a big boost for this offense, then you're absolutely out of your mind.
And on injuries very quickly, it looks like Jason Pierre-Paul, very possible he could be back for week 1 against Dallas as well.
Well, you know what? He's back at practice off of that PUP, as we told you the other day, and he's moving very well. Don't want to rush it. I still wouldn't be surprised if he misses a game or two, but I think you're right. There's an outside shot for the Cowboys.
And, Paul, very quickly, we will see all four quarterbacks, or at least the goal of head coach Tom Coughlin is to play all four quarterbacks in that preseason game on Thursday against the Patriots, which means the battle between David Carr, Curtis Painter, and, heck, Ryan Nassib, throw him into the mix, too. There are no guarantees in this league, battling for the second and possibly the third quarterback spot on this roster. Paul, thank you very much. Appreciate
it. Good to see you, John.
That's all the time we have for the preview report right here on Giants.com. For the very well-dressed Paul Dottino, I'm John Schmel. We'll see you next time right here on Giants.com.